Amen. Good morning. It is really good to be in the house of the Lord. And we're just falling in love with you guys. And it's just good to see you. And feeling like family now, sir. Yay. It's good to meet Mr. Charles and Deborah too. Nice to meet you guys. And my name's Dallas, and my wife Lynn over there. I did good, didn't I, guys? I did good. God bless me, boy. Man. Let's just start out with a prayer, and I got a little something different this morning, if you don't mind. I'm gonna pray for us, and I really appreciate Brother Jesse's prayer this morning. You know, it really touched my heart. So let's pray over the message, and then we're going to see what God has for us. Father, I just thank you, Lord, again for this opportunity to be here and to share your word. Father, we love you, and we do trust you. And I pray for this little time that I have to be able to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I pray for this time, Lord. More than anything, Father, we just want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to give you all praise and glory and honor, because you are worthy. And we are so thankful and grateful that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross so that we can have peace of mind and we can have eternal life and fellowship and a relationship with you. And Lord, we lift our country up to you. Lord, we pray and ask God that you would have mercy on our country, and that your will be done in Jesus' name. All right, I have a little 2-minute video I'd like for you guys to watch real quick, and then we're gonna get into the Word of God, and so we can turn the little lights down a little bit and go. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, we're gonna be in Joshua 1:8-9. Joshua 1:8-9. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Amen. Thank you, Jesus. As we're all aware of, we have a special day coming up this week. And I believe it is one of the most important events in my lifetime. I sincerely believe that. If it all goes as planned, we will elect the next president of the United States of America. And that person will appoint the next Supreme Court judges, and they will have a major part in determining the moral compass and the future of our country. Never like before in my lifetime, and some of you, we need to pray and trust God. The Lord was telling Joshua he was about to go into a new land, and he needed to pray, and he needed to keep God's word in his heart, day and night. And he wanted him to be courageous. My friends, I believe no matter who wins the election next week, America is going to change. We are moving into a new land. I believe that we are moving closer and closer to the end of this age. How many can see the writing on the wall? America and the entire earth is giving off birthing pains. Jesus is about to come and get his bride. The trumpet sound of the Lord is about to blow. God Almighty is coming to get his children. 1 Thessalonians 5:2-4. The Bible says this. For you know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape. But you, brethren, us, we are not in the darkness, so that this day should overtake us like a thief. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. Very familiar verse. For the Lord himself will descend upon heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet sound of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. Therefore comfort one another with these words. Therefore, what? Comfort one another with these words. See, my friends, Jesus is coming. Let us all examine our hearts and make sure of our salvation. You see, when that old trumpet sounds, I'm going to turn into a human space shuttle. I'm out of here. I have the assurance of salvation. That old trumpet sound. I say, how's it go? Excuse me here, I got to do it. Never had a preacher blow an air trumpet in a church, have you? I get unique sometimes, so you have to bear with me. But then, before the great day of the Lord comes, we call this the rapture of the church. God has instructed us to live on this earth, to be fruitful, to love our neighbors, right? And to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So until that trumpet sounds, we've got to live on this earth and minister. And we're all ministers of reconciliation. I love these outreaches and I love the things that we're doing in the church. And so, yeah, we are ministers of reconciliation. In our main text today, for the Lord told Joshua that he was about to go into a new land. And he needed to pray and read the word daily. And he needed to be strong and courageous. Well, for the last few weeks, we've talked about the importance of prayer. Remember the three P's in a pot of prayer? We've talked about the importance of studying God's word and pray, you know, and really studying God's word. And today, I would like to talk about being strong and being courageous. I remember there's seen that movie Courageous called Courageous. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, I definitely pick it up. Watch it. As we move into this new land that I believe America is headed for, what is the future going to look like? Well, see, God is encouraging us that no matter what it looks like, we need to be strong and we need to be courageous. In the Hebrew, Old Testament written in Hebrew, basically, the word strong and courageous really means about the same thing. Okay, listen to this. It means to be strong. It means to be on alert. It means to be courageous. It means to be brave. It means to be stout and bold and solid. That's what that word means. It means, I love the word alert there. Last Sunday morning in Sunday school class, that word came up and, the devil's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He said to be alert. And careful. And I love Glenn brought up the point of the old lion in the jungle that roars. folks who know and study about this will tell you that mainly the old lion, the one that really roars, is the old lion that has no teeth. And all their teeth is falling out. And so the only way they can really eat is wait until some other lioness, mainly the ladies, right? Or some other animal will kill another animal, and then what they do is to try to sneak up there because they can't really go get anything because they're toothless, you know? And so what they do is they try to get as close as they can, and they just roar. Make a lot of noise. They try to intimidate the animal that made the kill and try to scare them off. You get it? The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. So we don't have to listen to his intimidating roar. We have victory in Jesus. We are more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And we do have victory in Jesus. Psalms 31 and 24 says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in this land." And if you look at that word heart, it basically talks about your mind, will, and emotions. It's basically our soul. Hebrews 10:23 and 25. He says, "Let us steadfastly hope what we profess. For he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging," there's that word again, "encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the last day approaching." So we all know that we are definitely living in the end times, and how important it is for us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. That we need to be here for each other, no matter what America turns into. It may be great, and it may not. But wherever, we need to support each other. The family of God, this church, we need to be here for each other. And we need to be here for our neighbors, don't we? We need to be here for our community. And we need to be here to the uttermost parts of the world. God also told Joshua not to be afraid or dismayed. In the Hebrew, that word afraid means to tremble, to dread, to be fearful, or to be terrified. God said he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Amen? In the Hebrew, the word dismayed, I really like this right here. The Hebrew word, the word dismayed, means to look at or gaze around as if hoping for aid. Think about that. It's like God said, don't be dismayed. In other words, when you start gazing out there, it's almost like it casts a spell on you. What does? The world and the cares of the world. So be not dismayed. This reminds me of a scene in a war movie. The soldier's in the firefight battle, and he gets shell-shocked from the fear. And he just stops and stands there looking around at all the terribleness going on around him. And he starts desperately looking for someone to come and rescue him and help him. And then all of a sudden we hear in the background the noise. We hear the old, crusty, experienced sergeant yelling at him, "Snap out of it. Get up. Get moving." That old sergeant's trying to encourage him to stay focused on the mission, to keep his eye on the target of, say, taking that hill. My friends, be careful and not gaze into the world and the troubles of the world. As we learned last week in the sermon last week, God does not want us to gaze or keep our eyes on the troubles and cares of the world. I'm going to meddle a little bit, you don't mind? So if I stomp on your toes, you'll be okay. Be careful of 24/7 news channels. Right? Be careful of watching the news all the time. Now, I think it's perfectly fine and responsible for us to keep up with current events and world issues. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when we become obsessed with the cares of the world. How many know you can get sick from watching the news so much these days? So be careful, because what happens is when we become obsessed with it and every terrible tragedy everywhere all around the world, that fear begins to creep into our minds and it can make a camp. The devil can get a foothold into our soul and our mind and can create this fear and anxiety and this worry that everything is falling apart. I remember years ago I heard this guy preach a message, and I thought it was kind of weird at first. I was like, so I tried it, and my wife and I did. This might have been 10 years ago or so. He said, he was talking about teaching a message about fasting. He said, some of you need to fast the news. I was like, huh. So, we grew up watching the 6:30 news every night. You know, NBC, whatever, ABC, whatever. And so we did. We're like, okay, and we fasted like 30 days. We fasted it. And honestly, hadn't went back. I have not relapsed. But really, I have not went back. Now, I'll turn it on the major cable news now a little bit here and there and try to catch up what's going on. I'm sure I'll be on there all Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night, the shootout at the OK Corral. But some folks really would benefit from fasting the news, for a little while. 1 John 2:15-17, the Bible says, do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful prideness of life, it is not from the Father. It's from the world. See, this world is passing away, the Bible says. And all of its lusts and prides are passing away. But the one who does the will of God will live forever. Friends, whatever happens in America next week or next year, or next decade, let me assure you of this one thing, that God Almighty is still King of Kings. Amen? He is still in charge. He is still the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is still has us in the palm of His hand. He promised He'd never leave us and never forsake us. He is our help in the time of trouble. He is our great deliverer. Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Another very familiar verse I'll close this with is Isaiah 40:31. Very familiar. For those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I encourage you, my friends, to keep your eyes on Jesus. Study His Word every day. And be courageous. Be courageous this week, no matter what happens. But above all things, between now and Tuesday, we need to pray. We need to pray. Can I get someone? You don't have to raise your hand, but can I get folks to make a commitment? I know you probably still are, but to specifically pray for our country and the future and this presidential election. So be courageous. Amen. Thank you, sir. And vote. Please vote. Definitely. Let's move on to the closing song. And if you guys want to pray with me, I'm going to come down at the altar here. And if you want to pray and if you want to just talk to me, I'll be down here. And amen. Thank you, sir.